You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Ryan Veltmeyer. I'm the co-founder and executive director of Youth Art Connection. And we are a charity working throughout Nova Scotia to support youth to make positive change in their lives and in their communities through the power of the arts. There's a few different principles that all of our programming is based on. One of them is youth engagement, so that's listening to the ideas of youth, the needs of youth, what they want to do. Another one is innovation, so finding creative ways to build programming and solutions to the problems that they bring up. And then the third one is diversity. So I find, we've always found that the more diverse people are in terms of age, race, culture, artistic interests, personality types, introverts, extroverts, the more we have mixed things up, then the more powerful and beautiful and meaningful the outcomes of all of our programs are, whether those are art outcomes or business outcomes or social change outcomes. That the more different kinds of people you have all lined up together, building empathy, understanding each other, and then working together on a common goal, the more effect you can have on the world. And I think it's really about building community. And all you need to build a community is something in common. And that's why art is so beautiful, because it's something anybody can have in common, no matter how different they are. So it's the thing that can really unite all of us together. To align together to make this world more equitable and beautiful and peaceful and prosperous. So this event came about last year when a group of universities and researchers reached out and wanted to include us in building a project. Building a project using photography to support youth to learn about and express themselves about social justice. So we helped them make that happen for the last 8 months, and then today, this event at the Art Gallery. It was really exciting because this is a model that we've been helping with develop with the Mikia Jean Foundation out of Ottawa and the Art Gallery of Nova Scotia, where we give youth a platform in the province's biggest gallery to be heard, to have their voices heard and celebrated, and invite people like the Minister of Immigration who came, people with power and agency, and all the different universities, and NASCAD, and Mount St. Vincent University, and CERC, and iSANS, all these different partners together inside the gallery with the foundation supporting us to be able to create events that celebrate youth, but also, really importantly, really, really importantly for social justice especially, is dialogue. So just listening is good for people to learn, but it's really important that all of us engage in conversation and dialogue. So the event today went back and forth between hearing the voices and the talents and the art of young people and the whole audience discussing ideas coming up for them in reaction to and inspired by the voices of the youth. So that model, we've really developed it a lot through the Justice Arts and Youth in Action initiative with the Mikia Jean Foundation and the Art Gallery. So we're lucky to have an amazing poet and academic and writer and scholar here named Elle Jones. So Elle facilitated the event today and emceed for us. So the presenters were made up of youth from Halifax, youth from BOTA, Battle of the Arts, and the Fredericton Multicultural Association, and also from Montreal, from a project called the Flash Forward Photo Voice Project. So all those youth came together from those three different provinces today to speak and tell stories, both celebrating their culture, but also speaking about their experiences when they came to Canada as refugees, what that was like, both before and after they arrived, but also around justice issues, including things like how the stigma of that word refugee can stick with you even after you're integrating and you're in your new home, how that can become a burden and a label. So really serious topics like that for us to learn and to consider, but then also a lot of celebration, beautiful dancing, singing, dancing, music, photography, art, all of the art is, it helps us learn, helps us teach, helps us connect, and support each other, learn from each other, and move forward. And the voices of youth, really important that as well, because these young people have a lot of hope, a lot of dreams, a lot of drive, and they're not afraid to take chances and to make change. So I don't know, that I know that's a lot of words, but it still doesn't do it justice, the feeling in the room today. This project was just for a group of 10 youth over a first set period of time, and then now this round of this project is over. So I think in order to be able to spread the word to continue to grow these things, we need to have dedicated spaces and times that are where it's every single week or every day, maybe eventually. There's opportunities for youth to come together to have dialogue, to share themselves, and express themselves creatively, and to think about taking action together and strategizing around growing businesses together, creating social projects, events like this to educate more people. But we need to be doing that always, ongoing and free, and make sure it's accessible. And we're just starting to try to do that, actually, with the Justice Arts and Youth in Action project. So every week we have the Hub, we call it, the Hub HFX. It's on Instagram and Facebook, HUBHFX. And it's a space for youth under 30 to be able to come, to connect, to feel safe, to connect to other artists, and to have a conversation and dialogue, and to really work out some of those challenges, but also to work on business skills and meet professional artists and grow their careers and their impact and develop that confidence that they need to translate those art skills into life skills, business skills, career skills. So I really believe in that model, ongoing space where youth can come, and then over time, through word of mouth, you find out and you can connect there. And we need lots of those spaces. We need more and more and more of those. You know, like how basketball players have a court to go to, or where there's those regular spaces you can expect to be able to go to, especially for people doing sports and other activities. We need that same thing for artists, where all artists can come together to connect, to grow, to learn, and support. And anyway, we're starting to do that, but I think that needs to be everywhere. That needs to be every community. So we're working to grow the Justice Arts and Youth in Action initiative. So we want to be able to support events like this with partners just like all these universities, to work together to feature and highlight young people with beautiful things to say, some truth to speak, and creative solutions to complex social problems. So events, we want to spread the hubs, so get it outside of Halifax, get it to Escazoni, to Yarmouth, to Bridgewater, to other towns throughout Nova Scotia. We're working on growing a scholarship fund where youth can, who are addressing social justice through art, can receive the enough money so that they can really spend a lot of time growing that practice. And also to create a digital platform, so online youth can connect to each other and to mentors to be able to grow the impact of their work and the quality of their work, and just to get that connection and inspiration from each other.
My name is Louise Hanavan, and I'm the project coordinator for the Social Justice in Focus project. I came to Canada 12 years ago from the United States, and here I'm working with newcomers from different places in the world, and we're asking youth to share their stories using the arts. My own experience as a youth has been that my greatest support is in my peer group. And so I think there is a real magic and a real power in bringing youth together in a place where they feel supported, where it's safe to talk about their feelings and their experiences as newcomers to Canada. And by sharing those experiences, they gain solidarity with each other. They can support each other through those experiences. And also, in this case, they're using art to share those stories with the broader community. Well, you've seen today that dance is such an integral part of bringing people together across language barriers, across cultural barriers. There's music and people dancing, and everyone feels welcome in those spaces. So that's one thing that's been part of our celebration today. And then our process has been about photography and the arts, and using photography as a way to start telling your story. Maybe you haven't even thought about it to yourself before or articulated it in words, but sometimes having a photograph or having a visual cue can open the door to you talking about your feelings in a way that you hadn't before, or sharing something that you aren't able to share in words. I think the pressures on the group of youth that we work with are very real, and so many of them have multiple jobs, and they go to school, and they take care of their parents, and they drive their aunt to medical appointments, and they're translating bills, and they're helping kids with homework. So there's lots of things that they need to be doing, and it's true that maybe they don't have time for a program like this. So the youth that we've seen in this program are so dedicated and so committed to the arts that they have carved out space in their very hectic lives to make this happen. And of course, there are sometimes times when they can't make it or something comes up for them. And so I think that's also part of having a successful program is making space for people to be able to miss a workshop because they need to do something else. Well, I do think that's one of the strengths of this project. One of the strengths is that we have as partners iSANS, NASCAD, Mount St. Vincent University, Youth Art Connection. And so all of those partners are bringing in their resources and also finding ways of making the youth feel welcome in their spaces. So just by hosting a session here at NASCAD, it opens that door for the people who are here to think, oh, I'm allowed to be here and I'm welcome here. And so that could mean that one of these youth becomes a student here someday, or one of these youth becomes a teacher here someday, who knows. I think it just gives me such great hope to see youth taking their power and showing it. And so their art has been an expression of their power. And really, youth have such a strong voice, and they have important things to offer society. And so the event today was a demonstration of that power to me.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.